Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to, cut through the noise and really pull out what matters from the information you share with us.
That's the goal.
And today, we're diving into something pretty fascinating, I think. A new AI development that, well, it really promises to change how we deal with local businesses day to day. So our mission here, our Deep Dive mission, is to unpack how this new AI agent for business search actually works. Like, what does it mean for you, listening right now, and also for the businesses you interact with?
Right, the ones you might call every week.
Exactly. Think about all those times you just need a quick answer, maybe a price, or if they have an appointment slot open.
Yeah, and you end up calling multiple places.
Right. Stuck making calls, maybe getting put on hold. It's a hassle. Well, what if that hassle could just sort of vanish?
Okay, let's unpack that. Because what's truly fascinating here, I think, is this isn't just search giving you a list of phone numbers anymore. It's about search taking direct action for you, real intelligent action. That's what we mean when we call it an agentic feature.
Agentic. Okay.
Yeah, the AI doesn't just find information. It goes out and acts to get it. It does the calling.
So just to nail down what agentic really means here for people following AI, this isn't just some simple chatbot or a pre-recorded message playing, is it? How smart is this acting?
No, not at all. Precisely. When we say agentic, we're really talking about some sophisticated conversational AI here.
Okay.
This system's designed to understand, nuances in how people talk. It has to adapt to whatever the person on the other end says, the business employee.
Mm-hmm.
And then it figures out how to ask the right follow-up questions or respond intelligently, kind of like a person would, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, the real trick isn't just placing the call. It's the AI being smart enough to, extract the exact details you ask for.
Like, do you have a Tuesday 3 p.m. slot for a large dog?
Exactly that kind of thing. Or what's your rate for cleaning a three-piece suit? And then, maybe the hardest part, it takes that specific info from, say, three different calls and puts it all together for you.
That is a fundamental shift, isn't it? Moving from just finding stuff online to actively, acquiring the information.
Absolutely.
So for, someone listening, what's the immediate benefit beyond just saving a bit of time calling around? How does it really impact how they make a choice?
Well, the direct benefit, the obvious one, is that consolidated summary, right? Pricing, availability, all laid out.
Okay.
But the deeper impact, I think, is that the AI becomes this initial filter. It does the first round of vetting for you based on actual current data it just got.
Okay. So it guides your choice more directly.
Exactly. It fundamentally changes how you might compare services. Maybe you discover options you wouldn't have called otherwise or rule out ones that don't fit much faster. It's optimizing your decision making, not just, saving you 5 minutes on the phone.
That's a really good way to frame it. Maybe we can walk through a specific example to really get a feel for it. What kind of everyday questions does this AI handle well?
Yeah.
It's got to be more than just what time do you close?
Right? Oh, yeah, much more. Think beyond just the simple stuff. This AI agent really shines when you need several specific pieces of info or when you want to compare similar services across, say, three or four places.
Okay.
For instance, asking about pet grooming prices based on dog size, but also adding on nail trims or teeth cleaning, getting all those details.
Right, the complex quote.
Exactly. Or maybe figuring out the exact turnaround time for a big dry cleaning order this specific week and checking that against a couple different cleaners nearby.
Mm.
It essentially gives you a mini market overview for that specific need almost instantly. And you didn't have to juggle calls or write stuff down.
That sounds incredibly useful, especially for comparing options quickly. So how accessible is this? Is it just a beta thing for tech enthusiasts, or can anyone listening use it?
Well, connecting this to the bigger picture, accessibility is really key here. The sources say it's now accessible to all U.S. users.
All U.S. users, wow.
Yeah, which is a pretty big deal. It signals that the tech is considered mature enough for a wide audience, and it shows a real push to make these agentic AI features part of everyday search for, millions of people.
So it's not some niche tool anymore.
Definitely not. It's aiming for the mainstream.
Okay, that's significant. But does all U.S. users mean everyone gets the exact same level of service? Or are there, different tiers or limits?
Ah, that's a really important question, actually. It touches on how people might experience this differently and maybe the business model behind it.
Right.
What the information suggests is that premium subscribers get higher usage limits.
Okay, so there is a difference.
Yeah. It suggests a sort of tiered experience. So if you're a really heavy user, maybe you run a small business yourself and need info constantly, or you just have complex comparison needs often, you might hit a limit unless you subscribe.
Interesting. So the depth of your AI-powered digging might depend on whether you pay.
It seems that way. It raises questions about, you know, equal access versus tiered service for these powerful new tools.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me. We've talked a lot about the user, the consumer side, the convenience, finding info differently. But what about the businesses, you know, the local dry cleaner or groomer being called? How do they fit in? Are they just automatically getting calls from AI now?
Right. What's their perspective? That's crucial. And it's a really important detail for anyone listening who might own a business or just cares about, you know, how local shops are navigating this.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing is businesses do have control. There's an opt-out mechanism.
Oh, okay.
They can go into their business profile, you know, the thing that shows up in search and maps, and choose to opt out of receiving these AI calls.
So they can basically say, no thanks, AI caller.
Exactly. It gives them the final say over whether they want to interact with customers or potential customers this way.
Okay, so what does that mean then for the whole system? If, say, a bunch of businesses decide to opt out, does that make the AI less useful? Does it affect those summaries it's supposed to give you?
It definitely could. It really makes you think about the evolving digital landscape for local businesses, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If a business opts out, well, the AI can't call them. So if you, the user, ask for info from that specific place, the AI might just say, sorry, couldn't get that info, or it just won't include them in the comparison.
So you might still have to call them yourself.
You might. Which, you know, could influence your choice if you really value that AI convenience. Maybe you pick the business the AI could get info from.
So it creates this interesting dynamic.
Totally. Businesses have to weigh things up. Do they prefer direct human contact only, even if it means potentially being less visible or convenient for customers who are starting to rely on these AI tools?
Mm.
It shows how just having a website isn't enough anymore. Your digital presence, how you interact with these new platforms, is getting way more complex.
Wow. Okay, so just to recap briefly,
mm-hmm.
We've kind of dug into how this new AI agent aims to simplify things by, well, actually making calls for you.
Right, doing the legwork.
Yeah, getting those clear summaries, saving you time. But also, these really interesting knock-on effects for both you as a user and for the businesses themselves. It's more than just convenience. It's changing how we find and maybe even choose services.
Absolutely. And, you know, this really raises a bigger, maybe more provocative question for the future, doesn't it?
Like what?
Well, thinking about the future of just direct human interaction with businesses, especially for these initial inquiries.
Yeah.
As this kind of agentic AI gets better and better, doing more complex tasks, how much will it continue to reshape our daily habits? Will we start to rely less on talking to a person for finding things out and more on these sophisticated digital go-betweens?
Letting the AI handle the first contact almost always.
Yeah. It's something to think about. It could really redefine what customer service even looks like down the road.